Securing a Root Server Number 3, Defending Against Rootkits with Rukunta. A post by Koenig from April 19, 2023 on koenig.net. Part 3 of the Server Security Series, Detecting and Defending Against Rootkits with Rukunta. A guide to installing and configuring this important security tool. This is how you protect your server from hidden threats. Rootkits are nasty malicious programs that, after infecting a system, hide themselves in files and processes. These little beasts cannot be detected using normal tools like simple process or file monitoring. But we are not defenseless against rootkits. Rukunta hunts the rootkits off the system. So that you can also secure your server against rootkits, here is a guide from me. As always, for my Linux distribution of choice for servers, Debian. Unsurprisingly, we first install Rukunta via aptitude, for which we request administrator privileges with sudo. Sudo apt install Rukunta. Afterward, we create a copy of the Rukunta files. Sudo cpsp etc. default Rukunta etc. default Rukunta copy dollar date plus percent y percent m percent d percent h percent m percent s. We then create a working copy of the configuration, in which we will make our settings. Sudo cpsp etc. rukunta.conf etc. rukunta.conf local. Sudo nanoj etc. rukunta.conf local. The following settings are my recommendation. Find them in the file and adjust them accordingly. Information I hash. I strongly recommend that you always go through the complete settings and adjust them to your preferences if necessary. Setting note. Update backslash mirrors equals 1 also updates the mirrors. Mirror backslash mode equals 0 also uses external mirror sources. Mail on warning equals root sends you an email if there is a warning. Pkgmgr equals none sets the package manager, remove the hash. Phalanx 2 backslash dirtist equals 1 activates the extended test. Web backslash cmd equals must be set to work around a bug in Debian. USE backslash locking equals 1 prevents Rukunta from running multiple times. Show backslash summary backslash warnings backslash number equals 1 enables displaying the number of warnings. Next, enable the automatic daily execution of Rukunta. Answer all questions with yes. Sudo dpkg reconfigure Rukunta. Warning sign hash. Now it's important to check that all settings are correctly set. Sudo rukunta c. If that runs without errors, then you have configured Rukunta correctly and everything is already up and running. From now on, your server is protected against rootkits as well as possible. Rukunta will now check your file system for rootkits once a day. As a final step, it is recommended to update Rukunta and, if you wish, to perform a scan. Sudo rukunta a version check. Sudo rukunta update. Sudo rukunta prop apt. Sudo rukunta check.